Research of Natien Morteu, Volume 1. Research into Disease in Service of Periite. What a delight this temple has turned out to be. Yes, these colder conditions are positively wondrous for my mixtures, and there's no nasty guards to question us. No eyes that look upon our blessing with ignorant distaste. Many questioned my decision, but oh, they simply saw what was ahead, not beyond. Not as I do. My research with the ogres in the caverns has produced admittedly mixed results. They were easy enough to infect. Predictable patterns and slow wits make for lovely test subjects. We saw early signs of the physical manifestations of the disease. Yes, oh yes. Lovely. Absolutely lovely. These disgusting creatures became beautiful under my guidance. Oh, how lucky they were to be the first embraced by such a loving illness. But then it turned all wrong. They turned out all wrong. All wrong. The way they've begun to act, you wouldn't even think they were sick. Nasty, stupid creatures won't even die. They just became angry, stronger, downright mean. They started attacking my researchers. I'm afraid we lost quite a few just last night. Hopefully, we can still remain on schedule, but I can see quite a delay already. Though it pains me to leave such research behind, I simply must conclude that these ogres are too beast-like. We'll need more human subjects if we wish to continue our research. We simply have no time for our usual procedures, given how isolated this mountain is. Many have proposed the giants may prove to be useful. Dangerous. Dangerous. But what is discovery without a few deaths? On a personal note, my other ear has finally rotted off. There's still a bit more to go, but the current state shows promise. Every day I become more beautiful, more perfect, more blessed.